Hello, this is Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are here. Bet, I'm not sure if your mic is working right now, so this is something that we'll work out in a bit. Let's just, like, we're going to go right into a song tonight, I think. Our theme for this week is... Ben, what's our theme for this week?
My mic's not working.
Oh, your mic's not working. Well, I guess our theme for this week is summer flings.
Okay.
And I think we can go a lot of different directions with this. And I think we're going to start with a song that is, I think, a little bit more mellow. Because sometimes, I don't know, summer flings got you down sometimes. I don't know. It's just going to be like a... This is a song I've been listening to lately a lot. It is a song I actually heard on the show called Girls. And I've really liked it ever since. And it's just kind of a mellow jam to get us started for tonight. And so we'll get right into that. Enjoy.
I swear I was in love with you, but sometimes words don't work the way we wish they would. My friend said that you said that you rearranged me. I wonder, did I have the same effect on you? Thank you.
You got my kind of swag. I dig the design of your soul. You are my kind of bag. You got away with it all. The voices loud in your head. I bet they say the same that mine did. You'll never be enough for them, oh. But what do they know? You don't got no one to answer to, and all you are and all you do is troll. They come and they go. I don't. I see you for more than why you're boredom, what you're not.
Okay, I really like that song, Ben. That was good.
Is mic 3 on?
I think you're
working. Lauren, you did it.
I did it.
Okay, we had some technical difficulty.
We did.
But Radio Wizard Lauren, I don't hear anything.
I don't think you're on. Okay, we're working on it. Yeah, we're trying to get the mics to work. It's a work in progress. But yeah, I enjoyed that song.
Me too.
We started off with some real mellow summer jams. Ben, can you tell us how you found that song? That was, I really enjoyed that. Can you, like, who's the artist? How'd you find it?
Okay, it's called... Okay, Lauren and I are sharing a mic tonight.
Yeah,
it's real
are.
Cozy here. Good thing this place is cold. So that was called My Kind of Swag by Emmy?
Uh-huh.
It was on my Discover Weekly, and I was very skeptical. Like, My Kind of Swag by white woman from England. But honestly, I really like the song.
I
like
that song, too.
Wait, can we just talk about what some of Lauren's recommended videos are on YouTube right now?
Pretty much all BuzzFeed videos, because that's all I watch.
And Grand Theft Auto. And Summer Glam Makeup.
Yeah,
naturally. Should we play that for our listeners?
Do you want to know how I achieved this, like, so flawless look? Me not wearing any makeup ever?
Anyways. Lauren, do you have any summer flings?
Summer flings? What a great question, Ben.
Should I read what the boy from Tinder sent me?
Yeah, so first of all, summer flings really consist of what's going on Tinder. And Ben, how's your Tinder game right now?
Okay, well, let me read this little interaction.
Okay, please do.
Okay. We talk a little bit. I say, what are you up to this summer? Just hanging out, working out, and doing things I enjoy. And I was like, okay, what are those things? Ready for this?
Yeah, we are.
This is a direct quote. This is from Kevin from Tinder.
Okay.
IDK, I like to go on walks and drives. I like to get ice cream and pick flowers. I take photos using old cameras and different film types. I go antiquing and only wear vintage clothing.
Oh my God.
I didn't respond.
Really, everything would be semi-acceptable until he just gets to, I only wear vintage clothing.
He picks flowers, Lauren. If he was like, shop for succulents, maybe I'd say okay.
Shop for succulents. That's really funny. He only wears vintage clothing. I love that. It's amazing.
Then I'm just texting. The other people I'm having conversations with are my friends. And there's this boy who's really beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And there's a picture of him in this like Warby Parker mirror.
Yeah.
And so I messaged him and I was like, I have a selfie in that mirror too.
Yeah.
And then he's like, they know their audience. And then I don't know what to respond.
Oh, that's
but
a tough one to respond.
Then
to.
I tell my friend, I'm like, what do I say?
Right.
And he goes, I'll change names.
Okay.
He goes, my friend matched with this boy on Tinder and he messaged her after the Power Bottom concert and asked if I was there too, since I'm in one of her pictures. And she said yes, and he asked her to be set up, and now she and I might go on a three-way date with him.
What?
And then I said, I hate that story a lot. Now he is ruined and I'm done with him.
That's really funny.
That's
wow,
just too
the
much.
Same guy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I
guess,
like,
it's a small like world in the gay
in the Somerville
pool,
in the Tinder
Somerville.
Pool.
Yeah. That's really funny. So I think, wait, Ben, let's see if your mic's working.
Okay, how do we test that?
Just go over to it and talk. We're doing some testing.
Oh, look.
Okay, wait, go talk.
Hello?
No, I don't think it's on. Okay, we're continuing to work on this. Show's a mess, but summer flings are also messes, so I guess it all works out in the end.
What?
Do you have something to say?
No. I don't know. I'm really overwhelmed.
I've got a song to play.
Oh, I have a song to play.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go first. Okay, so this song I'm gonna play is a song by a good old classic, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And the song is called The Zephyr Song, and it's a really just like chill song, and it reminds me of happy times. So we're just gonna play it. Enjoy.
Take a look, it's on display for you. Coming down on
Okay, well, that was just me unironically playing Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's working. Whoa. You sound great. I really, really like that song, even though the Red Hot Chili Peppers are a group of really old white men. I enjoy it a lot.
My friend Mooney was like, is this RHCP? And I was like, what is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, if you're listening, Mooney, I'll see you tomorrow
was that like
at work.
Was that like a good, was that RHCP or like a
I don't know. I can't tell.
Okay. It's a little ambiguous.
I just got a text from Mooney. Shut up, bench.
Okay. So maybe no more RHCP for a little bit.
I guess
bit.
No more RHCP. She says, I was just wondering.
That's
so
valid.
We're about to play a game. And this is the game, Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a word that has to do with summer.
Okay.
The last letter of that word, uh-huh. You have to do another word that has to do with summer.
Okay. Wait, but, is this summer or summer fling? Because that is our
no,
theme.
No, just summer okay. or summer fling. Either or.
Okay, either or.
And then the first word that one of us says that just really doesn't have to do with summer.
Okay.
Loses.
Okay. And what happens if we lose?
I don't know. The loser can't pick songs twice in a row.
Okay.
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 Okay, ready?
Yeah,
I'm going to say a first word. Watermelon. It has to be quick.
Okay, so now I start like with an N, right?
Yeah,
okay.
But like quick.
Oh, free.
You can curse now.
I know I can. I always forget it's Safe Harbor.
Should
or not Safe Harbor.
Should I do another?
Do another. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Okay.
Popsicle.
E's a really hard one.
You're so
can you think of, I can't think of anything that starts with an E.
I don't have to think of one. Fine, I'll do another word.
I'm so
umbrella.
Sorry. Okay.
like a sun umbrella. Beach.
No, I know.
Beach.
I know. Hat.
Hat. T. This is actually kind
right?
of hard.
Isn't it
tomato
hard?
Salad.
Oh God.
D.
Dogs.
Okay, S. Summer. Flings.
S. Sandals.
Oh, good one. S. suntan lotion.
Oh, it's an N again. N. Nautical.
Nice, Lauren.
Thank you.
L. E. Nautical.
Was it? Oh,
there's
no, you're
no
so
e
right.
It's no. Not a Calais. Langoustine. That's an E.
Okay, fine. Wait, ending in an E?
Yeah.
Is that what we said? Okay. E.
Eel.
Okay, eel.
L. I just got really nervous.
This game is really hard.
Lunch outside.
Okay. Oh God, you gave me another E. Envy, like bikini body envy.
Okay. Okay. I don't
envy of bikini body.
Okay. Why? No. Yule time is winter.
Yule time. I think you get disqualified for Yule time.
Wait. Why? Why? Your. I don't know.
All right, we're done.
Wait, yeah, I get to play a song anyways. That was our game.
Regardless, that was our. We hope you enjoyed the game.
Oh, Carolyn texted me parasol.
That's a good one. Carolyn, you killed that.
Okay. Oh, parasol.
Are we still going?
Lauren.
Okay. Are you just doing this by yourself now?
Yes.
Parasol. Okay, wait. I'm gonna do L. Or no, you did Lauren, and I'm gonna do N. Okay.
Yeah.
N. Oh God. The
nice
N's.
Weather.
Nice.
R. Rain. N. Nicer weather. Okay,
okay.
Okay.
We're done.
We're done. We're done. We're gonna. Oh, I'm gonna. Let's hook me up.
Okay.
To the aux cord.
Aux cord.
I don't have a summer fling.
Okay.
Oh, I have to take off my case. Everyone just bear with me, okay? So, listeners, this is a great time for you to reflect on how... This is Aux 2, Lauren.
Yep.
How your summer's going.
Yep. How your summer flings are going.
Yeah.
Are there summer flings? Yeah. Are there not? That's
also
okay.
Remember, don't put an imperative on
no,
summer flings. Like,
don't.
I don't have a fling. I'm doing fine, mostly.
92% fine, I would say.
Oh, God. That number has a lot of significance in my life
really?
Right now. I'll tell you while we're not on air.
Okay.
What am I doing?
Summer
Fried
fling
classics.
Song.
I'll do one of those. Okay, ready?
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready. Oh, by the way, Pride weekend. Did you go?
No, Boston was 2 weekends ago.
Oh, okay. Well, San Francisco was last weekend. Just kidding.
The real one. Apparently it lasted 7 hours.
Really?
Can you imagine that?
Dang, that's a lot of lot of Pride. Okay.
This is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh my God. Love it. Ben, that was exactly what I needed right now. That was amazing.
We all need a little ABBA in our lives. 100%. Now, have you seen the Mamma Mia version with Meryl Streep?
Yeah, I have.
I like it.
I like it too.
You know what? I once turned it on. I thought it was Sisterhood Traveling Pants.
Because are you kidding me?
Sisterhood Traveling Pants too. And I was like, I love Sisterhood Traveling
Pants.
That's
so funny.
And then it was Mamma Mia.
Wait, did you hear that there might be coming out with a third movie?
No one's going to watch that.
I would 100% watch that.
I'm 37.
I would totally watch that.
Wait. Oh, Blake Lively posted the weirdest Instagram today.
Really?
Can I show it to you?
She's had a little bit of controversy over her Instas in the
when
past.
When she said LA face, Oakland booty.
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
Not great.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, look at this. So for all of our viewers, for all of our listeners with Instagram, go to Blake Lively's Instagram.
Uh-huh. Oh my. Okay.
So it is her in a dress, and right. then it's on the other side, a man who recreated her dress.
Yeah.
And
It's just weird.
It's really
also,
weird.
Also, she's in this new movie where she gets eaten by a shark.
The Shallows.
Does anyone want to see that?
Also,
I don't.
65 minutes of just Blake Lively and a shark sounds kind of horrific.
Yeah.
On a lot of
levels.
It's
like Life of Pi, but...
Right? But like with a bad actress.
Hey, okay, ready? What Gossip Girl character are you? I'm so Blair.
Okay. Like, realistically...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a little bit like Jenny sometimes. A little bit like Jenny. But like, no one likes either Jenny or Vanessa. So I guess I really don't like Vanessa. She's kind of annoying. Also, there's a part in Gossip Girl. Speaking of summer flings, when Dan, Vanessa, and Hillary Duff have a threesome.
Oh, let's play a Hillary Duff song.
Oh my God, wait. Okay, so my friend from California, her name's Monica, she's listening. And she, we and her love Hillary Duff. We're actually going to go, we're going to Rome this summer, and we're going to Italy this summer.
Oh, you told me.
We're
going
to be in Rome. We are going to 100% see that fountain that Hillary wishes.
The Trevi Fountain?
The Trevi Fountain. Like the and then Paolo pops up.
I'm going to make a wish. Actually, I matched with someone on Tinder named Paolo.
Wait, really? That's amazing.
Also, do you remember when Hillary Duff gave that blowjob to her husband after he engaged her?
Yes, and then we saw the pictures. That was kind of sad.
That rocked my world.
That was kind of sad. I was like, I have to say,
Lizzie McGuire is.
That was like a little bit like. That was like almost a little bit too much.
It was terrible that they took those pictures.
I mean, like, just like seeing Hillary Duff like that was not cute.
Recently, I made a Twitter poll about Hillary Duff. Well, about Lizzie McGuire, and it was, what sign is Lizzie McGuire? Mm-hmm. I want to get up the results, and I also am about to sneeze. Hold on.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Okay, so wait. Let's build up some what's it called? Suspense, I suppose. I think I'm gonna play in honor of Monica and our trip to Rome.
Oh, she's a Gemini.
I was gonna build up suspense, but I guess you didn't want to do that, so that's fine.
You're talking about your trip to Rome.
No, I was like to build
hey,
up.
Hey, Monica.
Okay, whatever.
How are you?
I'm gonna play.
Monica, when you texted Lauren, it says mom in her phone.
No, it says mon, M-O-N. But
yeah,
everyone. Oh, my mom. She's texting me. Okay, never mind.
Oh, is your mom texting you?
No, Monica's. Okay, so.
It says mom.
It's like really. Okay.
Your mom in Lauren's phone.
This is.
She made a typo.
My.
Also, Megan Mooney, you're Chuck Bass, and we all know it.
Okay.
I just said your full name on the radio. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Going off of all of this, whatever just happened, I'm going to play Why Not by Hillary Duff because I find this is like really inspiring. And hey.
What about Hey Now, though?
No.
Oh.
This song, like, if you have a summer fling, why not, right?
Why not?
Take a crazy chance. There you go.
You should put us on while we're singing so we can sing along.
Maybe I'll do, like, a quick
do
segment.
Do a crazy dance.
Okay, why so this is Why Not? By Hilda.
Why you wanna be like that? As if there's nothing new.
might not.
Oh, I thought you were going to play both the song and the microphone.
Yeah, we are. Go.
Oh, the song is
playing? Yeah, it's playing. Oh, it might take a I'm really sorry for everyone who's just listening. Ben and I tried to do some mixed media in which we sang over the Hilary Duff song, but Ben didn't know the song was still playing.
Because my headphones don't work.
So it was kind of a disaster.
Anyways, people, our fans love us.
Our fan love us. Love us
fan
anyway.
Love. Fan We're going to start selling merch soon.
Oh my God.
You can buy it on Etsy.
Oh my God. Actually, though, that might happen. Ben, we have some sad news to share, and that is that next week there will be no show. Ben really didn't know what sad news he was sharing.
What's this girl about to say?
Okay. Next week, there will be no show. And Ben, can you explain why there will be no show?
Yeah, so your boy has a job at the Demi Lovato Nick Jonas World Tour.
I mixed up Lovato and Jonas. I've had a long day.
I'm selling food at their world tour, and I'm gonna sell French fries while dancing to Cool for the summer.
So how you'll be outside though? Isn't that where
it's the
food
outdoor,
vendors?
It's at the hatch.
It's outdoor. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be.
So
outside.
Where will you be stationed?
At the Charles River Bistro.
And how close is that to the stage?
It's about 200 feet.
Dang, mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah. So do you think like Demi will stop by for a snack? And
that's
if so,
what
snack do you think she would get?
A milkshake, because she's cool for the summer.
True. That's so,
with what would a Nick, cherry
okay.
on top.
Okay, and what would Nick Jonas get?
Anything that gay men like, because
like
he's
dog.
A gay baiter.
He's a gay
have I ranted
baiter.
About this on
yeah,
this show
have.
Yet? I'm sure I have.
You have.
A hot dog. Did you say a hot dog?
Yes, you would get a hot dog.
That's going to be amazing, though. So I'm kind of sad. But hey, maybe you and Nick Jonas can have a summer fling. Who
oh,
knows?
Oh, damn. Who okay, knows? Wait. If you have a summer fling with any former Disney star.
Any former Disney star. Okay.
I don't know if I'd choose Nick Jonas. Let me think.
I think
this.
I would choose Corbin Blue. 100% Corbin Blue.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he's real cute. He's also on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't want to say
he was
Zach. That feels too easy. Mm. Well, I feel like Ryan from High School Musical would definitely be into it.
Yeah,
we all know
he would
gay.
Be into it.
But I always had a big crush on Eddie from Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, he can
love
do sports,
it.
But also cook.
Right.
And I was more into
That's
the cooking
That's like everything
part.
You could ever want in a man.
Well, yeah, besides the sports.
That's amazing.
Maybe him.
I,
the
that's
dad
a good one.
From That's So Raven.
That's a great one, Ben.
Okay.
Okay, I have a song to play.
Oh. Is it more RHCP?
No, it's not more RHCP. This is a song for everybody who maybe doesn't have a summer fling. And who is just kind of doing their own thing and maybe has a summer fling like with themselves. I don't know. Just a thought.
Is this Love Myself by Hailee Steinfeld?
No, it's not, but I think we should play that actually.
Okay, what is this?
Although
song?
We have played that a lot on this
we
show.
Have.
This song is called Dancing on My Own, by Robin.
Hailee Steinfeld?
No, it's by Rush. It's not by Hailee Steinfeld. it's by
She's great and true.
It's
grit,
by
Robin.
Okay, she's an Oscar nominee.
I know, Hailee Steinfeld is an Oscar nominee.
No, Hailee, what are you saying?
I'm just messing with you.
This is by Robin. She just has a first name because she's that cool. But this is a
like
song
Sia.
That actually makes me, I really jam
I
to this
Robin
song.
And Sia
I love this
confused.
Song. I'm sorry for
yeah.
that.
This is a song.
Wait,
though.
Also, update, has anyone ever seen Sia's face?
Yeah, just Google it.
Really?
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, it's there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's almost an invasion of her privacy, though. Like, she doesn't want me to see her face, so,
True.
Like, even if I can, like, should I?
I respect Sia.
I do,
did
too.
Did you see her carpool karaoke with James
Yeah,
Jordan?
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I really enjoy those carpool karaoke. I really
so
enjoy
my
them.
Grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, everyone can
Nana
love them.
Nana loves them.
James Corden, really killing it.
My
okay.
mom really liked the Hamilton one.
We're going to get back to this.
We've never played Hamilton on this show.
We should play. We'll talk
no,
about
we
it.
Shouldn't.
Well, maybe we shouldn't.
Anyways,
maybe not this.
This is Robin.
This is Robin.
So
love that song. That's my jam right there.
Lauren, we danced together.
We did. We danced. We weren't dancing on our own. We danced together. It's beautiful. This is so true. So Ben and I are actually going to play another game because I think that's like one of our favorite things to do on the show. And it's also what the listeners really want to hear.
Oh my God, I want to read a poem. Is that the gayest thing I've ever said?
A little bit.
Maybe we'll close it
depends
with
on
a poem.
Who the poem's by.
Okay, just you go first.
So first of all, I'm going to read a PSA and then we're going to get into our game. So the PSA is chronic fatigue syndrome. Affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment.
That's the whole PSA?
That's it? That's a PSA?
How do I know if I have it?
Are you tired? Are you chronically tired?
No.
Okay, then I don't think you have it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so this game is...
I don't know what this game is going to be.
This you know you don't. This is you surprised me, and now I'm surprising you with
true,
the game.
True.
So fair. This game is about celebrities, of course. What else do we talk about? And it's about celebrities who have had, I don't know, maybe flings with each other. So I'm gonna like name a celebrity, and you have to say like who like you think the random person they've had a fling with is.
Like another celebrity.
So another celebrity. So for example, like if I said like. Like, if I said, like, I wouldn't say this because it's obvious, but if I was, like, Brad Pitt, you'd be like,
Jennifer Aniston.
Exactly.
Oh, this game is so fun.
So that's the game.
Remember our celebrity height game? That rocked
that
our
was,
world.
That was amazing. Okay. That was a good one.
And then the age one, too.
The age one was good. Okay, so the celebrity is Alanis Morissette.
Was she a lesbian?
No, but she is Canadian. That's a hint.
Justin Bieber.
No. Well, she's older. You know
I know. I don't know.
Right. It's
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
What?
Yeah. In apparently 2007, they were engaged.
No way.
Yeah.
Now he's married to Blake Lively.
Now he's married to Blake Lively, which you just talked about.
Give me a less obscure
kind
one.
Kind of amazing. Okay. I'm on a website. So, okay. I don't know who some of these people are. Okay. Janet Jackson.
Justin Timberlake.
No. Too far.
I don't know.
He's Southern.
Tim McGraw.
No, he's an actor.
Who's a Southern actor?
He says...
Dennis Quaid?
No, he's kind of... He says like, all right, all right, all right, all the time.
and it's not Matthew funny. McConaughey! Yeah. No way!
Okay, this is a good one. Cameron Diaz. And this guy is a...
Oh, Derek Jeter.
No.
That happened though.
It did. But this is a singer slash actor.
Justin Timberlake.
No. God, no! He has long hair.
Jared Leto.
Yeah. You're good at this, actually.
I know my celebrities. This is fun.
Okay, let's see.
Cameron Diaz and Jared Leto.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
That's.
She seems so New York.
Okay, Enrique Iglesias.
J-Lo.
No.
Oh, who's that, like, young man J-Lo was dating?
Oh, Oscar?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Enrique Iglesias. She's a TV actress. Recently very popular.
Jane the Virgin?
No. Older. She's,
Kristen Chenoweth.
She's on, I'll give you a big hint. She's on Modern Family.
Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, Vanilla Ice. And it's another singer.
This is
pretty
know.
Funny. It's Madonna. I don't think you've gotten that. Yeah.
Madonna was married to Guy Ritchie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Okay, let's see. Let's find another good one. Okay, Josh Hutcherson. And it's,
Oh, she's taller than him, right? Well, that's not very hard.
Yeah, who isn't? She is a Disney Channel actress.
I have no idea. When you say this, I'm going to be pissed that
Vanessa
I don't know.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Damn, Josh.
Okay, let's find another good one. Some of these people I don't know. Okay, another Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he's married to a woman now.
He is,
what's
but
her name?
It's not this woman. She used to be pretty popular. She's in a couple smash hits.
Kate Hudson?
No, she's brown hair.
No, Catherine Heigl.
She won an Oscar, although I'm not really sure why.
Winona Ryder?
No, Sandra Bullock.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that Blindside Oscar was...
Yeah.
That was a lot of hype.
That was a lot of hype. Okay, let's do one last one. We're gonna do another Sandra Bullock. No, another Sandra Bullock one.
Oh, that Jesse dude with all the tattoos.
Oh, no, well, not him, but that, yeah. He was in, I don't know, that's a big hit. He's a heartthrob.
Is he younger?
Not anymore. He's a dad now.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah, he's a daddy now, for sure.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Tom Cruise?
No. Think, like, sweeter. A tortured soul, perhaps.
A what?
A little bit moody, brooding, blonde.
Broody, moody, blonde? Whoa.
Ryan Gosling.
No way.
Yeah.
He's a dad now?
Yeah, he's a dad. With
what's he been up to?
Yeah, he's a dad. He is a daddy now, for sure.
What's he up to, though? I feel like I don't see him that much.
I don't know. He's kind of stayed up. Okay, this is the last one. I'm just going to tell it to you because you're never going to get it. But Ashley Olsen of Mary-Kate and Ashley and Lance Armstrong.
Oh, no. I knew that. They only date old guys.
Oh, yeah, because isn't one of them married to a French or dating something. Some sort of like older gentleman? And the thing
is, it's not for
gentleman.
Money because they're billionaires.
Yeah.
They've created an empire.
They're kind of weird gals.
Yeah, they are.
I respect it. Okay, that was the game. You did pretty good, Ben.
Thank you.
No, you didn't. I gave you most of them.
Yeah, you
did. But
really
your spirit
did.
Was there.
Thank you. Should I play a song?
Yeah, play a song.
Okay, give me a second to think of a song.
Okay, well, that's not great.
You know what? I know what I'm play.
Okay.
It's a little softer.
Okay, and then after you play your song, I think we're gonna go right into another song that is really happy and lovey and kind of amazing that I'm gonna play. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Now okay. I'm changing my decision. Wait. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Okay?
Let me do my song because it's a short song, okay, and then we'll go into your song. Okay. So this This song's called "Fresh Feeling" by Eels, and it's a gem. So please enjoy.
Can't be that strong. My heart is reeling. Tell me how they got that pretty little face on that pretty little frame, girl. Well, let me show you around, let me take you out, bet you we can have some fun, girl. Cause we can do it fast, fast, slow, whichever way you wanna run, girl. Well, let me buy you drinks, better yet rings, do it how you want it done, girl. And who would've thought that you could be the one, cause I can't wait to fall in love. Can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love.
Are you liking me or no?
We pulled JT.
We remembered we don't like him today.
That song is so apropos, and thank you, Monica, for the suggestion.
Oh no, your friend suggested it.
But JT's embroiled in a little bit of controversy today, and this was us formally boycotting JT.
This was us.
HHI does not.
We were giving our opinion on the JT controversy. We're not gonna explain it. Look it up. I'm sure there's a million BuzzFeed listicles about it.
Mm-hmm.
This song is very appropriate for summer flings.
Okay.
Both Lauren and I are good to love.
Yeah, we
so
are.
So I'm gonna play "Good to Love" by FKA Twigs. Ready?
Okay.
Ox 2, fuck me up. That song.
That was FKA Twigs. We cut it a little short, though, in the interest of time.
So, Lauren, I hear your mom is listening.
My mom is listening.
Hi, Julianne.
Shout out to Julianne. Thanks for tuning in.
Your daughter's doing great living on her own. We made zucchini noodles together.
Yeah, we did. They were good.
They were really good. And we put some chicken in there properly cooked.
Yeah. cooked all the way through.
Her house is looking real nice, as I'm sure you've seen it. She is like a great, she's great at adulting. I could take, I could take notes.
House is clean. House I'm on the straight so and narrow.
She's going to, she has two jobs.
I'm two jobs. I'm working hard.
She's paying her bills, maybe. I don't know. I was recently on the phone with Samantha from RCN Cable for 25 minutes to sort out my internet bill. Internet is so expensive.
Having to deal with internet is kind of the worst.
And utilities. Have you had to do that yet?
Not yet.
Wait till that good old bill comes in.
It's coming.
Oh my God. Adulthood is just like, I'm not even a real adult.
Yeah.
But like, it just this like, this little taste of adulthood.
Yeah.
Is a lot for me. Well, Julianne, Lauren's doing great. Don't worry. I'm impressed by her.
Oh, so appreciated, Ben. Okay, well, this has been...
Carolyn is also listening. Okay. One more thing. And she thinks it's important that I mention that Samantha and I were flirting on the phone together.
Were you?
Yeah,
we were.
Samantha and I were flirting. That's how I got my cable bill sorted out.
Wait, that's amazing.
I just charmed Samantha.
I love that. I'm going to take some notes from you, actually, I think,
We have a summer fling. That's my only summer fling. Me and Samantha from RCN Cable.
So this has been Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5.
WMFO Medford, not in Somerville.
Not in Somerville. Tops Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. As always, Ben and I always appreciate all our loyal fans.
We love our listeners.
We love
our
listeners.
Merchandise. The profits go directly to us.
To fund our adulthood.
Our adulthood. What are you gonna leave us with?
So we're gonna leave us with a request from my mom. Julianne loves Justin Bieber. Well, I don't know if she loves Justin Bieber, but she loves the song Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. That's for dang sure. So I'm gonna end with a little song just for her. And we will catch you in 2 weeks. Because once again, we will not be here next week. Don't be tuning in, listen to us, because we won't be here.
It'll be some like auto play.
Yeah,
it
will.
Don't want none of that.
You don't
life.
Want that. And yeah, I think that's everything I have to say.
Goodbye. Be safe.
Be well. Enjoy your flings.
Be safe in your summer flings. Okay, play this song.
And love isn't do this for me and I'm going to do this for you. That's not what love is. Love is just I'm going to do this for you because I want to do this for you.
For all the times that you rain on my parade and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.